Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. It's Green Onions. Name of that song, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being with us. Thanks for hanging out with us. And have a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. John is the president of Management Performance Network. And is that MPN, right, John? The website, MPN?
Yes. MPN, I think. And I have a new website.
No. Wait, say that one again. Say it correctly. MPN.
That's MPN, Inc., I-N-C.
Inc.com. Okay. All right.
And you can also find me at johnfdeeney.com.
johnfdeeney.com. And what's so special about that website?
That's more for my speaking and writing.
Ah, okay.
Focuses a little bit more on my weekly column and my blog. And
that's good. And they find your books there?
Yes.
Okay, good deal. And tab boards?
That's the alternativeboard.com nationally.
Yeah, so check that out, folks. That's
find out if there's one in your neighborhood.
Great organization. Okay, we're talking about second in command. What else can we say about second in command that hasn't already been said about your second in command? I really liked what we got to last time where we talked about I think you're exactly right. The key to identifying whether you have a second in command or not is, do you consider that person to be a manager, meaning they do what you tell them to do, but they do really important jobs and they're in charge of other people doing what they're supposed to do? That's what a manager does. Or are they an executive, meaning that while you're gone, if the decision that you would have made has to be made and they make it, even if they don't do it right or exactly like you would do it, you're okay with that. Then that makes them an executive, you know, and I think that's a big test about whether you have a second in command or not and how to create one.
You know, I wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago that I've gotten a lot of feedback on. It was just really kind of a fun piece that I was doing about leadership versus management on the Starship Enterprise. Mr. Spock is smarter. He's stronger. He's more logical. You know, but Kirk only thinks about the objective.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't worry about how they're going to get there. Every time he comes up with a plan, you know, Spock is standing there going,
illogical.
Captain, that only has a 4% chance of succeeding.
That's, right. That's illogical.
You know, he thinks about where they need to go, and Spock thinks about how they're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between the two of them, and that's why Kirk's the commander and Spock's the second in command.
Right. Well, so it's another reason why the A students in the MBA programs wind up being employees for the C students.
Right. Right. Very true. I tell people, I tell business owners when they're going to pick a second in command or hire one and bring them in, think about how much time you want to spend with them and then triple it and mark it on your calendar.
Hmm.
Because it's so easy to hire or promote a competent person and then just let them go. You know, not deal with them because they've got that part covered.
And that's the biggest crime that small business owners commit with their people, isn't it?
Yes. They need to understand not only how you make decisions, but why you make them. What the picture is in your head of what your company's going to be. And you've really got to get that ingrained in them so that they can make decisions that'll support what you want without having to come and talk to you and ask you about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about bringing somebody in. I mean, typically when you think of second in command in a small business, aren't you thinking about the person who's been with you the longest and who's who knows where their bodies are buried and all that kind of thing? Don't you need to look at that and say, okay, they know the most, but are they the best to become my second in command? You know, maybe they're not capable. They're not willing. It's not their nature to make decisions. What do you think?
It's tough. I I mean, that's always the person you want to turn to first. You know, a lot of times that person has been with you for years. They've been your backstop. They're probably where they are today because mm-hmm. they're your go-to guy. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody that you give an assignment and depend on to execute it. But that's not necessarily the person that's going to move you forward. So many small companies stall because at every major position they have somebody that suffices.
Right. Yeah, be careful about that. You need to be prepared. I like what you said a while ago. You need to have somebody who's whoever second in command. They need to be able to speak truth to power and to push back on you. I think that's a really important trait of a second in command. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Yeah, I had a great time. Jim.
John Deeney, D-I-N-I, ladies and gentlemen. And he'll be back. I will be, too, after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.